This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. Union Commerce and Industry Minister and BJP leader Piyush Goyal yesterday said that the world is looking towards India as a trusted partner. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi on PM Modi's five-nation visit, Mr. Goyal said that the visit guarantees advantages for every segment of the society. He said that the PM's visit reflects that India stands strongly on the global stage. He said 57 significant agreements were signed, including the commitment of UAE to invest $75 to $100 billion in India during the tour. He also hit out at Congress leader Rahul Gandhi for his alleged derogatory remarks against PM Modi. He said that due to the negative politics of Mr. Gandhi, people are rejecting the Congress in elections. Later in a different program, Mr. Goyal said that India and the United States are working as natural partners and complement each other across sectors, including technology innovation, high-precision defense, digital data centers, quantum computing, and medical devices. Addressing the annual leadership summit of the American Chamber of Commerce in New Delhi, Mr. Goyal said the partnership between the two countries is strengthened by mutual trust and shared economic interests. The minister said that India provides a trusted framework for global companies and combines scale, talent, and market opportunity.
America and India truly are working as natural partners. We complement each other. America is looking for a trusted partner. I think India has proven track record over decades of truly working as a country, as a set of businesses here who respect the intellectual property of foreign companies, who can be trusted to deliver high quality on time. There's a large pool of talent available for all of you. And in some sense, these are two economies which totally complement each other.
Union Minister for Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal has emphasized that productivity today extends beyond efficiency to include resilience, innovation, and inclusive growth. Addressing the inaugural session of 68th session of the governing body meeting of the Asian Productivity Organization, APO, in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Goyal highlighted that India was honored to contribute during a transformative phase for the APO, where technology, sustainability, and changing global dynamics were reshaping economies. Highlighting countries' reforms under leadership of PM Modi, he noted initiatives such as Make in India, Startup India, Skill India, the production-linked incentive schemes, and PM Gati Shakti as examples of productivity-driven transformation, while reaffirming India's commitment to regional cooperation, sustainable development, and future-ready growth through the APO. Hamza Burhan, believed to be one of the masterminds behind the 2019 Pulwama terror attack that claimed the lives of over 40 CRPF personnel, was killed yesterday when unknown gunmen opened fire on him in Pakistan-occupied Kashmir. Burhan, alias Arjuman Gulzardar, alias Doctor, a commander of the Al-Badr terror group, was designated as a terrorist by India in April 2022 for his involvement in a series of terror acts in Jammu and Kashmir. Indian Railway Catering and Tourism Corporation, IRCTC, has announced the launch of the upgraded Golden Chariot luxury train for the 2026-27 tourist season, introducing enhanced onboard amenities and promotional offers for travellers. In a statement, IRCTC said that the Golden Chariot, known for showcasing the rich cultural heritage and scenic landscapes of South India, returns in a refreshed form combining traditional elegance with modern comforts. India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for heatwave to severe heatwave conditions over Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh and Vidarbha for today, and it will continue this week. Similar conditions are likely to prevail over Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh and coastal Andhra Pradesh. In the Malaysia Masters Super Badminton, in India's Asmita Kaliha advanced to the women's singles quarterfinals after a 21-16 win over Malaysia's Go Jinwei in the pre-quarterfinals in Kuala Lumpur yesterday. She will next face 8th seed Line Hojmark Jersfeldt of Denmark. And that is the end of this news bulletin.